Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
How are we doing, everyone? Here we go. Actually, you know something? You need to make the most of this Glory Days podcast because it might be the only one you get for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, this could be it now because we're off. We're off away on our holidays. Now, when I say we're on our holidays, where are we going? We are both going to our favourite place. Haven't been there in a while. Since yesterday, actually, because we're going home.
Home
is where we're going to spend our time. We're having basically one of those staycations. I'm having a staycation because I'm welcoming foreigners from abroad. Ooh. And Americans, no less, are coming to stay with us in the house as we gallivant around the place and share their new family members with them. Jim is staying on his own because it's the full moon has just passed and anything could happen. Yeah. And he just doesn't like having been around the people when he can be at the house.
You know what I mean? And I'll probably exercise my abilities as a, domestic god and do things around the house and the garden and everything and all that.
Yes.
Actually, maybe I'll just come into work. But anyway.
But sure, anyhow. What are you going to do?
I'm not sure, maybe they might stick on a best of or something next week since we're not here.
I don't know who's even in. Isn't that mad? I never want to even know because... But there's a part of you'd be afraid. What if they're good? Now I'm in real trouble. Right? I don't mind when Jim's good because I'm here to bring him down. But when someone else is good, what happens then?
You don't want
that. And then you don't want someone to be bad, because then people go and they don't come back, and then you get blamed for it. Wow. Especially now we're the number oneers and all. So then you kind of go, well,
it's not like you to
where do you find someone that's mediocre? Unfortunately, they're very hard to find. So I don't know. Either way, no matter what way you look at it, there's a bit of a worry and there's an anxiety to it.
Well, come here, listen. You know the way, and we've done it many times when we've spoken on this podcast, we've always ended up finding the bad things in holidays, right? I mean, you've gone on loads about airports and whatever, and then there's all the whatever destinations. So does that mean, are you better or worse now that you're going on a holiday, but you're not actually going on a holiday? Look at that for a question. That stumped him. Not often he's lost for words.
Why can't you just swap with your neighbour? Wouldn't that be perfect?
No, but are you happy about the fact that you're on holiday, not going on holiday?
Yeah, I think I am actually this time. I wouldn't normally. I am this time. You know why as well. But you see, life is different now. Life's upside down now. You know, I'm happy now because I'll get to be at home and still get to send the children to the creche and all. So I'll actually get to enjoy the house. Not just run around going, da-da-da. You're gonna fall over. Oh, you're gonna get sick. He got sick. Oh, yeah, he's after farting. Oh, there's poop on the floor. You know, so I get to just enjoy the house. You know, watch TV, lounge around, be in my underpants in front of the visitors. I get to do all these things.
Wow, sure they're looking forward to that.
Oh, they don't even know what's going to happen. I've got my best underpants and all on. These ones are less than 3 years old.
No way.
Yeah, I get to do all that carry on. So I guess so. I got to have a few beers during the day.
Yeah.
And the weekend comes, I'll actually have a babysitter in and not even go out. I'll just send them into a different room, which has kind of been rare these days. So, I am looking forward to it.
We've often spoken about the joys of a staycation. The fact that I'd say there's an awful lot of people, right, who spend the least amount of their time in their own gaff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Between
people
work,
who have beautiful houses.
Yeah. Between work and going places and... Yeah, actually, that's a good point you make. Even people with lovely houses, because if you did have a few quid on your side, right, and you had got a lovely gaff and everything, chances are maybe you're one of those people then who goes to things like, you go to dinner with people. Or you go to shows, or you do things.
Dinner and a show.
Or whatever, right? And there's probably loads of people who actually spend the least amount of time in their lives in their own gaff.
Yeah. And you wonder what the benefit is of having the big, deadly, nice gaff.
We all want to try and make a nice house. You know what I mean?
And not leave it.
Yeah.
This is why you and me want to retire.
But in order to get a nice house, you have to keep going out of your house to go and get money to put into your house.
What's the fucking point?
And then you have a nice, and then you go on holidays away from your house. And then you go, out to a show, out to a gig, out to a dinner, outside of your house.
Yeah, this is why rich people go, everybody get out! Just get out! Leave! But I haven't finished that. Fuck off! Out! Get out! peace. I just want peace in my own big fancy home, you know.
A lot to be said for that, I'd say.
Oh, there is a lot to be said for it. You're right.
I'd be well into that.
Yeah, I'd love that too. I would, honestly. Even just one, even just a nice room. You know, I have a nice room now, but I can't be on my own in it.
Yeah.
I can't be on my own in it. You know, it'd be nice to just do that, to be able to just like lock the doors.
Yeah.
Not hear the chaos.
And then the other thing that a lot of people do, now obviously not you and I think we've established that about ourselves, is that you have a nice, and they bring people over to their house. Right.
Yeah, I'm doing that for the first time in my life on Sunday.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, now, in fairness, that's sort of, they're the in-laws and they're travelling a long way.
Well, I haven't, yeah.
You can't sort of say
to them, listen, we're having a party on Sunday.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But you can't sort of do, yeah, but again, it's a special occasion. You know, I'm talking about these people who regularly sort of, over to ours.
No.
I'll cook.
I don't want to go to your smelly house. I hate that. It's like when you're going to a place and say, don't get a hotel. What are you getting a hotel for? Stay with us.
Yeah.
What? Why? I don't want to stay with you. I can't have a shite in peace. I can't have a shower in peace. I can't help myself to the fridge. I can't wander around. I can't just stop you talking. I can't hang up the phone. I can't just browse on the phone. I have to go to your house. I'm invited to your house. And what happens? I have to fucking entertain you now. What do you know? Well, you're like, would you like a sandwich? I'm a performer monkey. You get me a sandwich. I'm like, right, okay, this is an hour's worth of anecdotes and shit and not looking at my phone and not going to the toilet. And
exactly. Hoping there aren't any of those, you know, lulls in the conversation where everybody goes,
And then waiting for one of them so you can go, well, I think I'll go to bed. Because it's really hard to do that when you're in someone else's house.
Yeah.
You know.
Actually, which is worse? Is it worse to be in somebody else's house and then, because then you have to find a way to get out, or for them to be in your house when you have to find a way to tell them to get out?
That's worse.
Is it?
Gobshite in the house is worse.
That's right, yeah.
Gobshite in the house. You know that when you're looking at them, you're waiting for them to go. Yeah. You know, that gobshite.
Better to be in control of your own exit.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you get the whole thing. I had a friend who used to come around, and this is absolutely true. I swear to God, he used to drive me miss at the time. Absolutely mental, right? You come around, you stand there and be like, just chatting away. There's a feeling in the room that this chat has run its course. So he'd stand up and he'd do another chatting away on his feet, walking towards the door, chatting away. And he'd go, anyway, look, I'll just make one more cup of tea. And he'd pick up his cup, walk into the kitchen. I swear to God, this is true. And he'd make a cup of tea and he'd have the cup of tea standing at the door or in the hall. Chatting away.
What sort of thing?
It got to the stage where they'd be leaving and you'd be literally looking at them going, right, there's an arm out. Right, we have an arm. Oh, we have an arm. Then he'd like turn his back. Oh, there you go. We've a foot out. Still talking.
Oh my God.
And he'd hand you the cup as he was
literally
leaving.
Literally the long goodbye.
He'd hand you the cup as he was leaving. And then, and I hated it. The longest part of it was, he'd go, I'd close the door, I'd hold the cup. I'd have to stand there for a second and go, oh, fuck's sake. Because he'd walk into the room and she'd go, what the fuck was that about? I mean, you know, you're in trouble.
Yeah, because he's your friend.
Was he going to be here all fucking night, was he? But that's because not happening again. Yeah. Next time you're telling him, it's nothing to do with me. Well, look at you holding a cup and all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I thought he was never going to fuck off. And you're like, it's not my fault. You know,
you're really on a loser
there. And you're just,
you're in your own house getting stick about somebody who came to your house.
Standing in the hall holding a cup you didn't even get the tea out of. And you're about, oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, and she was right. You know, she was right as well. You know, yeah.
What is it about people just that don't pick up on kind of. Surely, how long has that phrase, less is more, been around?
Forever.
And yet people still don't seem to pick up on the idea of, like, don't be feckin' overstaying your welcome. But if somebody does go to the trouble of actually inviting you to their house for
time limit.
Have a drink or have a bite to eat with us or blah, 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 you know. Honestly, you're much better off being in the situation where, say, God, I better be heading, and have them go, no, here, listen, come on, just, come on, no, I'll just make you another cup of. It'd be better to be like that.
Yeah.
You actively giving them, look, I'm giving you a chance now.
I'm going.
I'm going to say I'm going.
Yeah.
If you want to go, I'll walk you to the
door. Okay, yeah.
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 Rather than them looking at you.
Yeah, we were waiting for you. Say, come on.
Burning holes with
burning
their eyes.
Holes in your eyes.
Thinking, when are you going to get the hint?
And not volunteering in their conversations now.
Yeah.
You know, just wait and try not to ask questions. I'd say your missus goes mad when that happens in the house. She must go mad. She'd be there going, they're about to go. And then there'd be an uncomfortable silence. And she's like, this is it. They're going to say, right, we better go. And then Jim, so how many cousins did you say you had, Niall? You're like, oh, God.
Yeah. No, even I get to that stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my technique is normally to start doing sort of small tidying. You know,
check
is that can empty.
That's a good one, though.
You know what I mean? And just start, without saying to
another one.
Yeah.
Just to tie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe just take those glasses away.
Yeah, and then people get... And you know, in Scandinavian stuff, like, they're so much better at it. Because they go, like, you sit down, you have a bit of dinner and the whole lot. And then they'll go, right, I'd say about 15 quid each, you sort that out. And they all go, all right, yeah. And then that's the end.
And oh, really?
Yeah, that's the
end. So you announce what they have to pay you.
And then they all stand up and go, right, thanks so much, that was great. See you later.
I don't think it was 15 quid's worth, but anyway.
Yeah, well, no, for grand. Everyone's delighted. We'll pay over the odds just to get out. And everyone's, and that's their way of letting you know dinner's done and all that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you have your dinner, whatever, you sit down, you'll have a cocktail, you have a drink, you have a coffee, whatever. And then the host just goes, right. What the fuck? Well, not like that. That's the end. And it's considered polite.
Maybe
there's
a lot to be said for that. Maybe, right, when these kind of, you know, house drop-by things, right, coming out for dinner, coming out for a drink, whatever, going blah, maybe it should come with the same sort of thing as, like, opening hours.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Or if events, you know, you get invited to an event, it'll run from 6 to 9.
Americans.
Or whatever, right?
And it's
so
great.
Maybe when somebody, you know, if you're saying to somebody, listen, come over 2 hours, we'll get a Chinese, right? We'll do it from 7 to 9, 9:30 at a push. What do you think?
Yeah.
And then at least they know, and then you can look at the thing and go, oh, look at that, God, 9:30 already. I'll see you probably during the week.
Yeah, like Ireland, you have to give someone a warning you're not going to stay. Do you ever see that? You open the door and you go, oh, how are you, Jerry? I'm not staying now. I'm warning you.
Yeah.
I'm not staying. And they're like, come on in and we give you an old pack of the crisps and a shake of the cake and an old ham sandwich. And I think
what sort of fucking houses do you go to? You go in and you get a shake and a cake. Jesus, man.
Imagine. Yeah.
I knew you'd weird tastes and all, but I didn't think it extended to that.
I'll be the only one ringing, Jerry.
Come here, how are you doing? Any chance of another shake?
Sure.
And I'll have the cake as well when I'm here.
Yeah, I don't suppose I could get a shake and a cake off you again tomorrow, could I? But you have to warn people.
Yeah.
And American weddings are a bit like this too. Like you said, that where they do a whole... The wedding will be starting at 6, finishing at 10.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock at an Irish wedding, they're only pushing the dinner tables off, getting ready for the DJ and the band or whatever.
Yeah.
But in American weddings, it's like, oh, thank you so much for joining us on our day of love, which is now over.
Feck off.
Please make your way to whatever mode of transport you would like. Or they break off into different groups and go to pubs, or if they're staying in hotels.
Some English
that's
weddings,
what they do.
Some English weddings are like that. They'll do like a reception, but it might be like 3 hours where you have your dinner or something.
That's what Americans do.
You
it's
know.
Better.
Yeah.
Not this fucking wild shit of Irish people, and you come down in the breakfast buffet and there's still two bastards with pints on a rollover.
Yeah.
Oh, you was mad. We were in the room and all. Jerry still has the tie on his head and there's all this crack and people are absolutely wasted for days. And then you go on the second day in Irish weddings.
Yeah, yeah.
Second day.
I mean, it's going to just keep getting longer. It'll turn into entire festivals.
And then you're
It'll going... be, you're welcome to PJ and Kelly's wedding festival, which runs from the 24th to the 29th of...
it'd be like the Edinburgh Fringe. It'll just go on. There'll be shows and... Buskers and magicians.
Show what there's an
it's
opening
so long.
For. I think we should start a new business, right? We can order everything, right? Obviously, you can order food to your house. You can order whatever, all sorts. Drinks now, apparently, you can get stuff done, right? I think you need to be able to, like taxis, Ubers, everything. But I think you should be able to order a clearer outer, right? So you get a lad who calls your house at a designated time. You let him in and he goes around going, right, folks.
That's a brilliant idea.
Time, please.
Yeah. You're right there, folks, please.
Yeah. And you know, homes to go to. Let's go. Here we go.
Let's
now, time
go.
To go. Yeah.
Everybody
out
of the kitchen into the front room. Just by room by room. Like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Everybody out of the kitchen into the front room, please. Please, right there, you own. Yeah. Last chance for a piss there. Last chance for a piss.
And you should get. They should be able to hire. I mean, you can hire everybody. You can hire people to come and give you a hug, for Christ's sake.
Even
you should be able to hire somebody to come along and get rid of your unwanted guests.
Even in that case, in Ireland, you'd have one guy going, "Is there time for one more drink?" I'd be, 12 cans of Guinness, please.
That's right. Yeah,
you'd still have that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
12 cans of Guinness, 4 whiskies, and
I just realised,
and whatever's left of the chicken roll.
I think the next time there's anybody, I think I'm going to do that thing that pubs used to do and flash the lights. You know, when you were giving people a 15-minute warning.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
No, I don't think... Well, I don't know. It's so long since I've been in the pub. Well, a proper pub.
Well,
I mean, obviously, the pubs in Realmwood, I mean, they just literally... They stay open until somebody dies. But, I mean...
Yeah, they still do the national anthem on all the pubs there.
But I'm just saying, you know, I assume Dublin pubs, do they? Like, nobody does that, do they? Flashes the lights and lets you know 15 minutes drink up time or no.
You know what you've just made me realise? I have no idea because I've never been able to stay up long enough to reach the closing of a pub.
God, you lightweight.
That hasn't happened for decades. And now I've only realised I don't know the answer because of that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say that you're always so drunk that you wouldn't have known whether the lights were flashing or not.
That too. That's another reason. It's a lot of reasons.
Man, it's the way forward. It's the way forward.
Jeepers, remember that when the national anthem will come on and all? They turn on the lights.
The national anthem in a pub?
In some pubs. I remember
sometimes at the end of...
Nightclubs.
Nightclubs.
Yeah. You'd have the stunning and all. Hey, bro, we're not a storm. And everyone dark and everyone having the...
Yeah. Crack.
And then next thing, all the lights on. Out on the fiend.
Yeah.
And a bunch of pissed cultures with their shoes missing and everything.
Yeah. Still trying to hold their hands behind their back.
Stand at attention. Yeah. Are people getting it wrong? Oh, say, can you see? You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's right. So maybe that's the way then. We don't need to get somebody to call to your house. Maybe you just say, Alexa, play the national anthem.
And turn on the lights.
There it is. Time now.
Imagine that.
Everybody, sorry, gaff. You'll have to move on.
Imagine. Look, that's 7 o'clock.
It's over
out.
Now.
Yeah.
Just, what can I say? Alexa, mind of her own.
You can handpick a few. Jim, Clint, you're all allowed back after the national anthem.
You can have a lock in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's having a nationalist lock in after the anthem.
Oh man! Right. Anyway, look, we're going to head off into the wild blue yonder, enjoy ourselves, and have a listen to some of the best bits from during the week. In fact, one of these best bits, and far be it from PJ himself to blow our own trumpets, although PJ is known to go for a shake and a cake, but one of these stories was actually featured in, and I kid you not, the Irish Times. Yes. The paper of record, as I think you'll find it's known, very, very popular, with people of a high intellect. And it was actually one of these stories was mentioned in aforementioned Irish Times.
I love that now that we're number one, we can't be ignored by people who'd love to ignore us. So that's what happened. So we were talking about Crocs and funny sandals and how they are unusual on the feet of humans. And I'd say someone in the Irish Times was, oh my God, I have to talk about this. And they did. So
and
thank
they did
you
very,
very much, Irish Times.
Yeah, they did it very nicely too, which is great. It's good to see they gave us a little bit of sympathy.
They did.
Always nice.
They skated right over. I loved the way they gave it without commentary. It's like, they talked about this and they talked about this.
I have nothing further to add.
Yeah, also on the radio that day, there was a conversation. Yeah. So I have to say thank you very much for that.
Anyway, have a listen to that and some of the other best bits. Enjoy your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
To be honest with you, there's lots of things we don't understand. Because, what are we again? What's our generation?
We're X.
We're X.
Generation X.
So we're
Generation X,
apparently. And so as a result, there's regularly things that we don't understand. One of the things that I have to confess, I will never understand, even though I thought they were sort of aimed at us, right? I thought they were aimed at
Me
us.
Me too, yeah.
Because it was a thing about comfort over style.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But apparently not. Apparently it's the complete opposite way, because it's, what did they call it now? Generation Alpha.
Generation Alpha are the kids now. That's the kids today.
And they've decided that Crocs are the way to go.
Are the coolest thing ever.
I mean, yeah. I'm sorry, I despair. There's lots of things you can worry about in the world. I know there's wars and everything. And there's, you know, people in need. And there's all sorts of terrible things happening
terrible
in the world.
Terrible things going on.
But surely Crocs have to be up there.
Up there as being despicable.
Of major concern.
Awful old yokes that were made to see on people's feet whenever we go. I mean, I don't know why we're exposed to this as people say. Absolutely, it's positively pornographic. Seeing these disgusting things wiggling off the end of people's legs. But Generation Alpha... one of the reasons they've become the fastest growing cool brand. I'm using air quotes because I don't know how else to say it. Because I can't say cool brand with a straight
cool,
face. But cool brand.
Yeah. Would Generation Alpha call it cool? Is cool still
no,
cool?
No, they probably have another word. Fly.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah. Generation
yeah.
Alpha.
It's a good job you're so hip.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. They say, look at my plastic sandals are so fly. That's what they'd say, probably. Something along those lines.
Because I thought the idea behind the Croc thing was that, forget about it. It's their comfort, you know, it's that Simon
shameless.
Cole.
They're shameless.
Simon Cole. Simon Cowell. Simon Cole. Yeah. It's that Simon Cowell quote about, you know, he had that big luxurious car and it was a bit sort of ugly.
The Rolls Royce Phantom.
Is that what it was? No, I thought it was called something else.
Oh, okay.
And he made that comment that, you know, you don't, when you're inside it, you don't care what the outside of it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's
that kind
true.
Because
yeah.
when you're in the lap of luxury, you don't particularly care that outside it might look the part. I thought Crocs were a bit like that. That you just decided they're so comfortable that you
what
know you don't care that you look ridiculous.
You look absolutely like a lunatic. You know, they look like prison issue shoes. You know, you look like you've literally run away from San Quentin.
They kind of look like work shoes. They look like the kind of things that people in kitchens and people in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Would wear
hospitals,
because they're on their feet all day.
Nurses and all wear
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
And now you can get fashion accessories for them. Little studs that go in the holes and all. Lights and everything that go on them.
Never. What?
Yeah, and jewellery. And all and sort of like fake diamonds and all these type of bits and pieces. And yeah, and they're and the kids love them. The kids love them. And like you said, the first person I ever saw wearing them. And this is how I'll remember them forever. The first person I ever saw wearing Crocs. I remember thinking he gets away with it because he had a bald head and a ponytail and a big bunch of keys hanging off his belt. And I thought that's the only way.
Who's that?
I don't want to say who it is.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say it was somebody famous.
No,
I thought you were building up to like...
No, Jesus, no.
Or I thought
no
it was maybe...
Famous.
I thought it was maybe in a film.
No, it was someone I know who I was working with at the time. And he bald hair, the ponytail and a huge bunch of keys. You know that fella? You know them lads?
Wow.
Rock and rolls. People who like Deep Purple. You know,
I'm actually, well, to be honest with you, I'm actually surprised he was in Crocs. He sounds like a cowboy boot man, if you ask me.
No. It was one of those, you know, tracksuits holding it. Like, you know, walking around still thinking he's cool. Yeah, half 90s barman, half rocker. You know those kind of lads?
Wow.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Walking around. Like,
because I always
grey
think...
Grey ponytails
now,
and...
Like, I did associate them a little bit as well. I assume they were the footwear of choice for all of the dry robbers, were they? Do dry robbers wear them?
I think they might have been responsible for making them mainstream.
Mainstream.
I do. I think they made them mainstream.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that happened. It was the old lads first who didn't care what they looked like. You know, baldy head, ponytail man. Then a couple of fancy L ones maybe saw them.
Right.
Goes, oh, they'll be fine down the bathing paddock or whatever it is. And then they sort of leaked into children's then saw them and sort of became acceptable to run down to the shop.
You have to question
now they're everywhere.
Whether or not you should be allowed like put, you know, Crocs on a child like before the age of consent. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Because that poor kid might not know better and then grows up assuming that Crocs are acceptable.
They're the only type of footwear where you can see a man in cycling shorts wearing like brown sandals and beige socks would look at you and go, I don't know how you leave the house looking like that.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. They say now, and this survey has been done, and they've researched adults all over the world that say we spend 23 days a year of our lives trying to make our mind up and make a decision about things.
I well believe it.
23 days a year. Now, that's down to everything. Like, you get a menu. Oh, God, what do I want here? Or, that wedding's on Friday. What are you wearing? Oh, mother God, I don't know what I'm going to wear. Or,
yeah. Where are we going on holiday this year?
Where are we going on holiday? Oh, do you want to go to the same place again? I can't be thinking about this. All these decisions. Now, if you think 23 days is long, it takes Jim 78 days a year. You know, it's very difficult for the normal human being. Can you imagine what it's like in indecisive Jimmy's head? First, he has to self-flagellate. And then he gets all like, you know, how do I pick something first, he thinks, that doesn't upset anyone? That's what he does first.
Right.
How do I do, you know...
Well, let's see, hang a second now. Come on. So obviously,
because the only person that doesn't like Jim is Jim, but he thinks everyone doesn't like him.
Okay, so I will accept. I am a little bit indecisive.
My God,
I do struggle a little bit. You know what I mean? I don't like to, you know, because I'll be worried about getting it wrong and everything.
This is a man who ran away from Bewley's cafe counter because they asked him what he wanted and he couldn't handle the
pressure. I didn't run away from it. I never went in.
Oh, you never went in. I beg your pardon.
Excuse me. But anyway, but it's good to know I'm not alone. So everybody, normal people, as you say,
yes.
23 days of their whole life.
Decision paralysis.
Is it whole life or every year?
23 days a year.
Look at that.
Yeah,
I'll tell you something. I'm not alone.
Yeah, decision paralysis. That's what they call it. They're saying it's a real thing. They labour mentally over the smallest of things because they're small to the observer. But to the person trying to make the decision, very, very difficult, you know.
God, I've just spotted there on that list, that's the classic one. What'll we have for dinner?
What'll we have for dinner? What will we have for dinner? Jim asks me that all the time and we don't even have dinner together. What will we have for dinner? If we were to have dinner, what would we have? You know, yeah. All these things. Well, you see him now. On Friday, we're going to be in the Clayton Hotels and everything, right? And Friday. Now, we all know what hotels do for breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Guarantee you, he'll be there on Friday morning going, oh, what did they... Oh, God.
So no, I'll tell you what will happen.
Do I remember the sausage? What a sausage is.
Oh, no, right. I'll have no problem choosing what to have. What will happen is that Clint or whoever will say, what time do you want that at? And then I'll go. I'm in a spin.
You're in a spin.
You'll
then.
Go because you always go now.
No, I'll have it now.
Do you not want to wait till later on? No, I'll have it later on as well.
I'll have it later.
I'll have it now. I'll always have it now.
Yes.
Just give it to me now.
My rule
Whereas
of life
I'll
is
be like,
always
well,
say
now
yes.
I have to factor it. Well, I probably have more time after nine, would I? And I will. God, no, sure.
That's right. And he'd be looking through the songs and all. Oh, geez, that's very short. I'll never fit in a mouthful of beans there. And there's Led Zeppelin there on there. Oh, that's not the same.
Consideration. That's what it is. It's procrastination as a result of consideration.
Yeah. Whereas I'd be playing the Nova Noise with a mouthful of sausages.
Yeah, you see, you talk to people and everything. We'd be in the middle of doing a story and you'd be like, shut up for a second, Jim, will you? I just have to make this sandwich.
Oh, don't. You
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the difference is, man.
Yes. Undecisive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Decisive and inconsiderate.
Yes. That's right. It's about time people understood that. Yeah.
And I'm even decisive about being decisive.
Yeah,
yes, I am.
I'm decisive. I know what I want. I don't know when I want it. I want everything and I want it now.
Look, yeah. Well, it's good to know that at least the North, 23 days of every year.
23 days.
We all spend trying to decide what to do.
Yeah, yeah. What to do? What decisions to make?
Yeah.
It's glorious. Yeah.
Okay. Some of us 23 days every month. But
some people 23 hours a day.
Glory days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. Obviously, you know at this stage that myself and PJ, we were over at the Parry Limps. We went over there just after the Banny Halls, we went over there for that.
Yeah.
I kid you not. Allegedly, now this is, there's times we do stuff on the show and we immediately call foul on it. We immediately say, we're not buying into this. And I'm afraid is one of these situations. PJ's good mate, Si, sent us this in this morning, right? Because he spotted it in one of the papers.
Yeah.
And allegedly, this is how Gen Z talk.
And Gen Z aren't even like the kids anymore. You know, Gen Z are out there, you know, being in their 20s and getting ready for their own kids and all. Yet, any headline that starts with slang used by youngsters on social media revealed, you probably know it's not going to be completely.
What I apparently said there was, if I was a Gen Z, I would have said that you and I were at the Paris Olympics, Paralympics.
Yeah.
And we went over just after the Banny Halls.
This is
bank holiday.
This is ludicrous.
I've never heard. And now bear in mind, I've kids in Gen Z.
You got Gen Z kids. Yeah.
And I've
hard
never.
To believe, I know.
And I've never heard them speak like that ever.
No. Even in text speak or anything like that. No.
Never.
It's never happened. So they're saying that Gen Z love to abbreviate. This is in the Sun this morning, right? You know, love to abbreviate. And they say things like, the pandemic was the Panny D. A jacket potato was a Jackie P. The Paralympics, like you said, is a Paralymp. You know, general elections are Jenny Lex. Mental breakdowns, here's one for me, is a Menti B.
Oh my God, it just sounds like you had a mint. Poor LPJ had a Menti B.
Oh, yeah.
Oh really, was that, what was that? Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know, people would be going, oh,
and then he, then he went on and he had an Opal Fruit. He had a Menti B first.
PJ had a Menti B, it was very hard on Jim. And then bank holidays are Banny Halls. You know, it's this is
and if something is expensive, it's spenny.
Hey,
that's a bit spenny, isn't it?
What? Just to put
who? Now there's got to be right. The reason we're saying this to you is because we accept that we're old men.
I accept
that. But there's
that.
Bound to be people. So what's the strict definition of Gen Z?
Right. Well, let's Google it. Right. Gen Z. Just as a
because
as
there
an age
must
range.
Be members of Gen Z listening to us at the moment who can verify whether any of this is
it's
legit.
Nonsense. So born 1997 to 2012.
Okay.
Right, so wow, maybe is, Jim's kids young. Aren't our thing.
No, actually, yeah, yeah, sorry. No, that is.
97, though. So there's people in
there. Oh, 97. I'd have one in there.
So you do have a Gen Zer in there. Gen Zer. Gen whatever they're called. Or Gen Z. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. Gen Z. You have one Gen Z.
I'd have one in there.
Yeah. So just to say, if anyone out there is speaking like this, right, you know, oh my God, thank God the Panny G is over, you know. I was just mad to get over to the Naughty Cairns. I can't wait till there's a new Jenny Leck. Get those FFFG out, you know what I mean?
If I don't, my G, you're going to need a holly job.
Too right. If I don't get one soon, I'll have a Menti B. I'm emptying bottles of Savvy B like there's no tomorrow, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, man.
By the way, when's the Platy Jubes?
Oh, I can't go to that. The Covey Lives. The Cost of Living. The Cosy Lives. It's so spenny. That's the other one.
Wow.
It's so spenny. It's something to be really, really expensive. I just don't buy it. There's no way.
Like, now look at this. Morning, lads. Ian here. I'm in my 20s, born in 97. I've never spoken or heard anything like that.
I know. He's 97. He's cool. He speaks more like this. He's a jazzy cat roaming those streets, getting groovy with the choosies out there. Yeah, that's the way he speaks.
What's this? Morning, PJ and Jim. Secondary school kids back to school from today. Phasing them in so next year's. Well, I can't.
And that's Generation Alpha.
Yeah.
We won't even understand what they're saying, ever. They're a whole other kettle.
Somebody wondering whether it was Gen Z who came up with Mickey D for the Michael D. Higgins.
I don't know, but like.
Mickey D's was always McDonald's, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, Mackey D's, that would have been, wouldn't it?
We don't know.
I don't know myself.
Now we don't even know the slang of our own generation. That's how bad it's gotten. Now we've forgotten the things we say. That's where we're at.
So look at it, just if you are somebody who, what is it, 97 to 2012.
97 to 2012.
If you were born between 97 and 2012, you got to tell us whether or not that is regular chat between you and your mates.
There's a woman that works here, Ella. She's definitely Gen Z.
Right, yeah.
Can you even imagine walking up to her now? Me and me glasses and all. I mean, like, you know, what T-shirt have I got? Oh, the same T-shirt I wear every day. Walking up there, giving her all that. All right, yeah. What you doing on the Banny Halls? You having a good one? I'd be like, I'd be arrested.
Oh, yeah.
And rightfully so.
Yeah,
rightfully
to be honest, arrested. I'd be the one calling the police.
Yeah, yeah, he's at it again.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. They say 43 now, according to one study.
Yeah.
Or 42. I beg your pardon, I've just added on a year. 42.
You were trying to drag yourself into it, weren't you? You were trying to get yourself in there as being in the age bracket.
It just seems very low. That's all I'm saying. And very high in one way.
Yeah.
But they say 42 is the perfect age to become adventurous in your life. Yeah, 42. They say like a storyteller is apparently some company that did this thing. I don't know who they are. But they say that more than 60% of people agree, if you survey them, that they're in desperate need of an adventure. That their lives have become boring and predictable and the same and routine. And even when they do something that's different, they sort of say, will we go to that place again? You know, and this is the thing, even what they would call socializing and, you know, going to shows or whatever, it's just not new anymore.
But you see,
and that at 42 is the time to sort of branch out and go for it again.
We've talked about this before, right? It is one of those things you do find yourself saying, we should do something different. We go somewhere else. It sounds great in the conversation.
Not true. It's
and
just an idea.
And then it comes to us and you go, but you're looking, how much is, it's awkward, isn't it? You can only go, right.
No, that's it. It's just an idea. Oh, do you know what I'd love to do, you say? I'd love to go to Egypt or, I'd love to change the holidays. I'd love to go to Somalia and be on a camp and all. And eat food that we hunt together and everything. Maybe a man will show us and we'll eat fish caught out of the Somalian sea.
Yeah.
And someone says, there's no sea in Somalia. It doesn't matter. Just something like that. Something totally different.
Roll with me.
And then, you know, your missus goes, there's three flights and a thing. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm only saying. And then you go to Aldi the next day and they've changed where the meat is. And you're like, oh, for God's sake.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.